God. Let's have our seats. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So it's actually a wonderful thing that we started coming here just after this song, because now I'm going to talk about us a bit. Praise God. Before I start, I want to thank Pastor Joy for giving me the opportunity to bless the people of God this evening. So, praise God. So, okay, now I'm going to talk about worship. Let's turn our Bibles to John 4:24. Our worship topic is singing to bless and not to impress. Are we there? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. So a background to this is the woman of Samaria asking Jesus, telling him of how her forefathers worshipped God in the mountains, how they worshipped God in the mountains. So she was already attaching the worship of God to physical things that she could perceive. So, but Jesus said here that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then, now, as a testimony of the faithfulness of God, we have the spirit of God in us. Yeah? So we have the spirit of God in us. So we can actually worship God. We are those men that can worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so any worship of God that is outside of the spirit is falsehood. There's no worship of God outside of the spirit. There's no worship, there's no pleasing God outside of the spirit. The worship of God has a location, and it's not physical, it's spirit-based. Glory to God. So, okay, only the new creature, the man with the spirit of God, can worship God. Hallelujah. So when, now worship is a display of reverence for God. A reverence you display to God. A show of reverence to God. So this was taught in messages, several of them, specifically Christian songs and worship. So if you want to know more about it, www.edifyingassembly.org. So, okay, so I proceed. So now we're told earlier that we can actually worship God perfectly in the spirit. Like, we can give perfect praise in the spirit. So let's go to that place that says that. Hallelujah. So let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 14. Are we there? Okay. So 1 Corinthians 14, I'll read 17. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. But that's like the point I want to make. But before I go there, let's start from 30. Let's read together. So wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I'll pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. I'll sing with the spirit, and I'll sing with the understanding also. Also, how shall he that occupied the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Praise God. So you see, we can give perfect thanks in the spirit. Like our pastor said earlier, now, like, without adding more. Because when you are singing in the spirit, you are testifying of the faithfulness of God. You are blessing God for all that he did in redemption. Perfectly. Like, it's saying, I'm a testimony, I'm a receipt of what God did. Yeah? Because it's only the man that has the spirit of God that can actually bless in the spirit. So now, but there's another part of it, which is blessing others. Yeah? Okay, so let's read again from 15. 1 Corinthians 14, 15. What is it then? I'll pray with the spirit and I'll pray with the understanding also. I'll sing with the spirit and I'll sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks? So there's a need for us to bless others. So that's why we sing in the spirit and we sing in understanding. When we sing in the spirit, we're edified, we bless God properly, but then our neighbors, the people around us, how would they be blessed? Except we sing, we give it, we interpret what we've said in the spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. So this is actually why we sing to bless, not to impress. We sing to edify men around us. We sing to edify those around us. Glory to God. So let's continue. So now, without sounding vague, this blessing, the blessing is not just, I'm blessed, I feel refreshed or something. There's a blessing, and the blessing is going to be explained now. The blessing is the words, glory to God, the words that we speak, the words that we communicate when we are singing. So we place great premium on the words that we speak. We don't vibe to songs because the song is melodious, the song is nice, has good. No, those things don't bless. It's the words that blesses. It's the words that edifies. Glory to God. Glory to God. So it's the word that blesses. So we place great importance to the lyrics of our songs. Just as a minister sings, a minister now preaches, and then people are blessed. The same way when we sing songs, people are blessed by the words of those songs. Not the rhythm, not how hyped up the song sounds, but the words of those songs. Glory to God. And now the end point of it is that, okay, we've all been doing this training together. So the end point of learning is, the end point of learning, corresponding action, the end point of, yeah. So when we've learned in songs, when we've learned in songs, the song is supposed to frame, the end point of the song is to frame our consciousness, frame our actions. Our actions should correspond. Glory to God. Are we together? Our songs should frame our minds. That's reverence. That's why I started with the worship of God, John 4. That's worship of God. That's when you give reverence to God. When you're done singing at home, singing here, and then you go home. Okay, you sang a song about power. I take out healing. I take out power. I take out miracles. And then you see someone that is sick. And then maybe you don't even remember the song. Ah, sorry. Have you taken anything today? So that's irreverence. Because you've learned. You've learned through songs, through teachings. So when you've learned, when you've heard this song, when you allow the song to bless you so that you take it home. The end point of everything we do here is not to stop at the door. It's outside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when we sing about power, we don't let issues get to us. When we sing about rejoicing, joy in the Holy Ghost, we don't let ourselves get down just by anything. We allow this song make impact. We allow our actions to correspond with the songs that we sing. Glory to God. So that's why we learn through songs, through teachings. We learn that our actions will correspond with the words that we've received. Praise God. So the worship is therefore not the melody. It's nice. Good song, we respect good professionalism and all that. We respect good songs, sorry. And we respect skills, but it's the words that we give importance to. The words, the end points of those words, that they don't just end here. That we don't sing about the ministry here and then we drop it. That we don't sing feel good songs. Want to feel good, we rejoice today, and then we go home, and then the same heaviness that you came around the church with or something, not anybody here, you still allow it. No. We allow the teachings here via the ministers, via the teachers to influence us, via the singers. We allow the songs to influence us, to make our actions conform. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's not about having a good time singing, but the corresponding actions that it propels you to do. So we have been singing, and it's been awesome how we've been singing together. So we've sang about who we are. So now we're going to be singing about the ministry. We're going to sing about the ministry, and we would implore everybody to keep on singing along. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, ma'am.